been a long and difficult day, but we're at our last case. Case number 22592. Sir, could you please come forward? For the record, the appellant is here. There is nobody left in the room besides the board. Middletown has not checked in, and we are, in fact, in Middletown. This is Middletown. So, sir, it looks like from the record, you were the subject of, I believe, two orders of protection. I don't know the exact dates, but at least one was a 2016 through 2017 order of protection that lasted 364 days and was in effect within 5 years of the date of your application. However, it appears you failed to disclose that. Is there any particular reason you did not disclose that on your application?
What was that?
You were subject, you were the subject of an order of protection.
From when? I have no idea.
2016 through 2017. 364 days.
I have no idea. When the judge told me I couldn't go near, I didn't.
No. Okay, so you knew that there was an order that you couldn't go near.
Right, and I didn't.
That is the protective order. So on the application for the pistol permit, it asks if you had a protective order within 5 years of your application.
And I must have misunderstood the question. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Could you tell us a little bit about that case?
Well, I'm the license for home improvement. During the day, and I work at Pratt Whitney at night, which I've been there for 45 years. And it was on, I believe, a Wednesday morning. I got up, went out in my garage to get my tools I need to go do a job on a house. And when I went into the garage, I had expensive table saws, and one of them was on the edge of the table. So I called my wife. I said, "Would you please come here?" And she says, "Okay." I said, "Why is my saw, which is $500, is on the edge of this table that can fall and break?" She says, "F you, never mind." I said, "Okay." And I hit her on the shoulder when I threw my hand up. "I'm calling the cops, you're going to jail." I said, "Do what you want to do." And I walked in the house. So next thing I know, trooper knocking on the door. And he said, "What happened?" And I told him. And I know the young lady that came, she says, "You didn't do anything to her, but she called, so one of you has to go arrest her." I said, "Okay, do what you gotta do." And they did. Which every day I wear these two rings. And if I hit her, there would have been some kind of scars. And no scars, nothing. So that's the way that went down.
Oh, what was it? Do you know what the charge was? Disorderly conduct?
Disorderly conduct, yes, ma'am.
And what happened with the case?
They threw it out after I went through my counseling and all that.
Did you use accelerated rehabilitation?
Yes.
Do you still live in Middletown?
Yes, ma'am. My wife and I still live together.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But the protective order said stay away from her?
When that happened.
Oh, okay. And you stayed away from her for a year?
Yep.
Wow. Did you have to move out?
I did. I moved out with my daughter.
Wow. Okay. Questions by the board? Okay. Seeing none, do you have anything else you'd like to tell us?
No, I'm fine. I just want to get my whatever and move on with my life.
Okay. Do you want a motion or?
I'll make a motion again to find for the appellant, based on the fact the appellant does not appear to have any disqualifiers and Middletown Police Department has failed to appear for this hearing.
Motion made by Colonel Overturk to fine for the appellant based on Middletown's failure to appear.
Second.
Second by Mr. Gray. Is there any discussion on the motion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? That motion passes unanimously at 10:28 a.m. You're all citizens.
Thank you.
Thank you.